The January man, he walks the road in woolen coat and boots of leather. The February man still shakes the snow from off his hair and rubs his hands. The man of March, he sees the spring and wonders what the year will bring and hopes for better weather. The April man, April, I had it for a second. All right, I'm going to go to May then. The man of May stands very still, watching the children dance away the day. Oh, God, help me. I never actually watched this thing. This is my 40 minutes, right? I got 40 minutes, I said that. Through April rain, the man comes down to watch the birds come in to share the summer. The man of May stands very still, watching the children dance away the day. In June, the man inside, the man is young and wants to lend a hand and grins at each newcomer. And in July, the man in cotton shirt, he sits and thinks on being idle. The August man in thousands takes the road to watch the sea and find the sun. September man is standing near to saddle up and leave the year. And autumn is his bridal. The man of new October takes the reins, and early frost is on his shoulder. November man sees fire and snow and mist and winter's gale. December man looks through the snow to let his 11 brothers know they're all a little older. So the January man comes round again in woolen coat and boots of leather to take another turn along the icy road he knows so well. Yes, the January man is here for starting each and every year along the road forever. Yes, the January man is here for starting each and every year along the road forever.
Most of you know that I preach from a manuscript, but today I have a couple of words I wanted to share. Let us begin with the New Testament. From the Gospel of John, just from the very first five verses. The Word was first. This is the Message, which is a little different translation than you may be familiar with. The Word was first. The Word present to God. God present to the Word. The Word was God. In readiness for God from day to day. Everything was created through him. Nothing, not one thing, came into being without God. What came into existence was life, and the life was light to live by. The life light blazed out in the darkness, but the darkness could not put it out. You'll think that I asked Randy to have a couple false starts because it fits perfectly with what I've been thinking. I think that we are called to be light in this world, that we are called to make a difference, that we are called to change oppression and injustice, a lack of kindness, that we are called to eradicate greed, that we are called to love as God loves. And yet I know that I'm so afraid of doing it wrong, of fumbling, of forgetting the words, of not knowing what the total implications of what I'm doing are, that I become stymied. I'm afraid to reach out. I'm afraid to give to an organization. I'm afraid to speak the wrong word because I may find out later that it wasn't absolutely perfect or absolutely pure or absolutely clear. Should we buy fair trade stuff or not? Does it actually create a ghettoization of fair trade people, or is it in fact really empowering people? Oh no, what should I do? What if I get it wrong? I better not do anything. And yet, then nothing happens. No good thing that might have happened occurs. And the wrong that I might have done, so what? What if I fumbled? What if I faltered? What if I did something that wasn't 100% perfect and good and true? At least I did something. At least I walked forward. At least I heard God's nudge and call and stepped into the light. I think about that with this song. If you were afraid of not getting it perfectly, so you never performed, what would we have missed? What would not the world have been blessed with? It is so important, especially as we begin a new year, and a year which I believe is fraught with potential downfall and loss of rights and care and room for everyone. It is essential that we begin to act, that we do the most investigation and understanding that we can, but that we work for the good in the world. Howard Thurman was an extraordinary activist for African Americans. He was a theologian, he was an educator and a civil rights leader. And this is his words. It's called The Work of Christmas. These are his words. When the song of the angel is stilled, when the star in the sky is gone, when the kings and the princes are home, when the shepherds are back with their flocks, then the work of Christmas begins. To find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to release the prisoner, to rebuild the nations, to bring peace among the people, to make music in the heart. These are the words that Jesus uses to inaugurate his ministry in the Gospel of Luke, to feed the hungry, to release the captives, to let the blind see and the lame walk and the deaf hear. Our job as people of God is to bring that love everywhere we go, with everything we do. And we can do it with a timid, fearful spirit, or we can do it boldly walking forward, knowing that God will walk with us, and being willing to start again if we get it wrong. But we need to start. We need to understand that God calls each and every one of us, whoever we are, whatever our situation, whatever our gifts and skills and resources, God calls us to act, to love, to care, to bless, to heal, to speak. Because if we don't, we've missed our calling, we've missed our purpose, we've missed our beauty. Jan Richardson is a woman whose words I have found incredibly faithful at times. And she wrote a New Year's Day blessing called Where the Map Begins. This is not any map you know. Forget longitude. Forget latitude. Do not think of distances or plotting the most direct route. Astrolabe, sextant, compass, these will not help you there. This is the map that begins with a star. It is the chart that starts with a fire, with blazing, with an ancient light that has outlasted generations, empires, cultures, wars. Look starward once, then look away. Close your eyes and see how the map begins to blossom behind your lids, how it constellates, its lines stretching out from where you stand. You cannot see it all, cannot divine the way it will turn and spiral, cannot perceive how the road you walk will lead you finally inside through the labyrinth of your own heart and belly and lungs. But step out, and you will know how the wise who traveled this path before you knew how to step forward. The treasure in this map is buried not at journey's end, but at its beginning. So we all need to begin. We need to step out in faith, to do what's right, to speak up for those God has called us to be in solidarity with and to learn from, to share the good news of God's love to the ends of the earth, and to be people of faith and not fear. Frederick Buechner says, "If I were called upon to state in a few words the essence of everything that I was trying to say, both as a novelist and as a preacher, it would be something like this: listen to your life. See it for the fathomless mystery that it is. In the boredom and pain of it, no less than in the excitement and gladness. Touch, taste, and smell your way to the holy and hidden heart of it, because in the last analysis, all moments are key moments, and life itself is grace, and God is in the middle, calling us forward." May your new year be blessed. May what comes to you bless you, and may what you give out bless the world, truly, honestly, fearlessly. Amen.